of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord.
This is the Voice of Victory with the presiding bishop of Victory Bible Church International, Bishop N.A. Takiyaboy. We are blessed with growing and thriving churches within and outside Ghana, and our mission is to convert people within our community in all creative ways, developing them into fully functioning followers of Christ. Now, today's message, hear the voice of the Spirit as you listen to the Bishop N.A. Takiyaboy.
Scriptures. We are learning about the courts of heaven. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are asking for your intervention. You are the righteous judge. You have told us that even the unrighteous judge gave justice to the widow. Therefore, Lord, we come before you and we are praying that anything designed from false judgments will not succeed against us. We ask for righteous judgment. We have come to your court. And as we come to your court, may we return better. May those who are weak, those who are sick, those who are worried, may they be delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we are grateful to God for the gift of life. We have been studying from Luke 18 from verse 1, and I pray that it will stick with us. We have been reading both the King James and the NLT. The NLT says, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared nor God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice. I'm going to see to it that she gets justice because she is wearing me out with a constant request. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant them justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on the earth who have faith? I pray for you that your faith will never fail. I pray that you still keep having faith because you are being sent to court. Whether you are aware or not, every time your life is on trial, there are verdicts from the courts of hell. There are verdicts from witchcraft coven. There are verdicts concerning your education. There are verdicts concerning your marriage, which continually in prayer. That is why men always ought to pray and never to faint. And like I've said, the last time we stopped by talking about unrighteous judgment. We spoke about righteous judgment and unrighteous judgment. You can go back and learn out of it. But this is done in the context of prayer. Can I repeat it? In the context of prayer. And I said, how do I know that I am under a false judgment? How do I know that somebody has raised judgment against me, that my adversary, my enemy? And I said, one of the things you can note is that when you feel being controlled, when you feel that you are being controlled, because what the enemy wants to do is that he wants to control you. He wants you to be discouraged. He wants you to fail. He wants your purpose, your destiny book to be thwarted. Why you came to this earth, that you can accomplish it. That if you go through one problem, you will let the problem define you rather than you overcoming the problem. And the only way you can do that is through prayer. And so one, they control you, but if they cannot control you, they will try to condemn you. And if they cannot successfully condemn you, then they will try to kill you. They will try to assassinate your character. They will try to assassinate your future. They will try to do that. So that is what the enemy always tries to do. We are learning that the enemy has also false judgment. Because I said, remember, what you cannot control, They will try to condemn you. When they can't control you, they will try to condemn you. And one element they use is false declaration. They are often designed to position you in fear. And false declaration is when you are hearing voices. False declaration is when you are hearing that you will die, you are useless, and you are hearing voices. When you read Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 10, it says, let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple, and let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you. Indeed, at night, they will come to kill you. Then I perceived that God had not sent him at all, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, because Tobiah and Sambalat had hired him. For this reason he was hired, that I should be afraid and act that way and sin. So that they might have cause for an evil report, that they might reproach me. So false declarations are often designed against you, and they design it in order to put you to shame and to put you in disgrace. That is what they do. False prophecy. And they do that. And there are many people that give up without knowing that every time they feel a false judgment, actually they don't know that they are feeling a false judgment. But I will tell you how to know very soon. Because false judgments are trying to steal from your life. And one of the things they do is they put fear into your life. So what do false judgments do? Because Jesus put the whole prayer concept into a courtroom scenario that men always ought to pray and never to faint. And if men ought always to what? To pray and never to faint. And Paul also said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 7 that it says, cease not from praying. That Paul wrote to one of the churches and said, I cease not to pray for you. In Ephesians chapter 1, he told them, I cease not to pray for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So prayer is so vital. But here we are learning prayer from the context of a courtroom. And in a courtroom, there are judgments that you receive. There are verdicts that you have received that you are not aware of. And we learned that from Job, that in Job 23 and from verse 1, that Job had been summoned to court. The question is whether Job was aware or Job was not aware. But when you don't know that somebody has summoned you to court and you don't go and you don't respond, you are there, the person starts pulling things down on you. When you have been summoned by generational curses, then all of a sudden you feel weak, you feel tired, and I'll be telling you some of the judgments. And so Job was summoned, and in Job's case, look at it, Job chapter 23 from verse 1. I'm reading the New Living, NLT, New Living Translation. Then Job spoke again. My complaint today is still a bitter one, and I try hard not to groan aloud. If only I knew where to find God, I'll go to his court. If only I knew where to find God, I'll go to his court. I will lay out my case and present my arguments. Then I will listen to his reply and understand what he says to me. Will he use his great power to argue with me? No, he would give me a fair hearing. Honest people can reason with him, so I'll be forever acquitted by my judge. There was a righteous judgment given by a man of wisdom, Solomon, in his, proper days, had to, adjudicate, bring justice to two women over children, one child dead, one child alive. And Solomon was, the wisdom that Solomon was giving, the result was that he gave righteous judgment. And that is who our God is. Our God is also gives righteous judgment, because what the widow was looking for is righteous judgment. So how do you know that you have been taken to court? How do you know that you have received judgment and that you need to go to court in your prayer and give reasons why these things should not happen to you? When, number one, when all of a sudden you become blinded, when you don't see opportunities. I go to court in prayer. Anytime at all, I ask God, so why didn't I see this opportunity that was lying in front of me? Then all of a sudden, somebody comes to do something. Somebody comes to buy a land near you, and all of a sudden he's building something. And you are wondering, why did I not see it? You are reading your Bible, you didn't see some things, and all of a sudden you realize that you have delayed. It is a sign that there is a judgment against you. When you get confused. So number two, when you get confused. Number three, when you are caused to do wicked things. When you do wicked things you don't want to do, it means that there is a judgment. There is a verdict on your life. There is a verdict against you. When things that are good are withheld from you, all of a sudden you realize that life, you can't see where you are going. It means there's a verdict against you. When all of a sudden there is strife, there is division, there is destruction, it means that there is a verdict that is pointing. There is an accuser pointing a hand against you. When all of a sudden you feel powerless, you feel your energy drained. When maybe you have taken caution, you have done all the medical things you are supposed to do, you have done all the exercise, but you feel powerless, you lose drive, you lose energy, it means that there is a verdict against you, an unrighteous verdict against you. When you feel affected, all of a sudden, you lose your mind, you get confusion, because confusion is a key element of false judgment. Confusion in your mind. Confusion, all of a sudden, you feel worn out. You feel that my life is drained. And you feel that, oh, I am tired and I can't do what I'm doing again. It's a sign that there is false judgment, that the enemy has gone to court on your blind side and receive a judgment against you. When you witness tragedies against your life and destruction, it's a sign that there is false judgment designed to alienate you from the intentions of God for your life. How do they come? They come through your dreams. Because I've ministered to people by the grace of God, and I hold their hands and say, we have come to the court of heaven. And as we say, we have come to the court of heaven, and we summon every spirit. We summon everybody. Do you know that in prayer, spirits begin to manifest? And when they manifest, they say, oh, I'm the reason for this person not marrying. I'm the reason for this person writing a certain exams about 3-4 times and not passing that professional exams. I get surprised. I really get shocked and surprised that going to the court of mercy and grace, because when we go to the court of mercy and grace, we always find help to help. We find grace to help in the time of need. And I get shocked when people are told, this is why you broke that marriage. This is why you broke that marriage. Well, one of the times that really shocked me was when one of my, were praying for somebody, and the spirit of the mother manifested, because we had gone to the court of heaven, and manifested and said, I am the cause for the sickness of my daughter. Because I gave birth to them, they were twins, and I sold one to a river. I sold one to a river. Do you know that people's marriage can be thrown away? You do not know. When you read the Bible, give me a minute, I will just quote it for you. And do you know that we are always, there's always a trading going on? Do you know that? There is always a trading going on somewhere. There is, the devil is good at trading. Trading the destiny of people, trading the future of people, that there is always a trade going on. There is somebody who is a trader who wants to destroy your life every day consistently. And I pray for you. You can find that in the book of Ezekiel. You can find that in the book of Ezekiel. And you can find that in the book of Isaiah. That Satan was a trader. And so do you know that they trade? So when we read Ezekiel 28 verse 15, Ezekiel 28 verse 15, which describes the Lucifer, Satan, it says, "Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire."
The Voice of Victory returns right after this break.
Victory Bible Church International presents 3 nights of impartation, restoration and divine encounter, dubbed Supernatural Impartation. Speakers for the night are the presiding bishop of BBCI Worldwide, Bishop N. A. Taki Yaboy.
Anybody that is stopping my destiny, I speak vengeance in the name of Jesus.
And Archbishop Charles Ajinasari of Perez Chapel.
Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You are the anointed of the Lord.
Save the date from 3rd to 5th July 2024. Venue is the BBCI Dominion Sanctuary, Awoshi, and time is 5:30 p.m. each night. Come and be transformed. See you there.
Now the Voice of Victory returns.
Let me read the NLT. Your rich comments led you to violence and you sinned. So I banish you in disgrace from the mountain of God. I expelled you, O mighty guardian, from your place among the stones of fire. So this scripture tells us that there is a lot of merchandise, trading going on. Merchandise for the future of people. It's a mystery how witches and wizards can exchange the lives of somebody. You can see that in 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 27. How the king of Moab exchanged the life of his firstborn for his life. Yes, there's a positive side where he who knew no sin became sin for us. So in the same way, we need to go to court. We need to go to court. And that, just like the widow went to court, just like Job said, if I knew his court, I would have gone there. And so there are many things. So there is false judgment against many of us, and we do not know. Apart from false judgment, there is a counsel of the wicked, the counsel of the wicked. When you read the book of Job, chapter 10, verse 3, the book of Job, and we are still learning about the court of heaven. In Job chapter 10, when we read verse 3, look at what you say. Is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, thou shouldest despise the work of the hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? So it means that the wicked also go to court. They have a counsel, the wicked, witches, wizards. When you read Job 10, verse 3, in the NLT, it says, "Do you gain by oppressing me? Why do you reject me, the work of your own hands? Why smiling on the schemes of the wicked?" Job 21, and we have read Job many times. I just want you to know that you go to court without knowing. But today, we will lift up our voice. And as we pray that any court they have sent you to, any court they have sent your destiny to, it shall never prosper. Lo, let their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. The counsel of the wicked. The counsel of the wicked. Mallory Look at what the Bible says. They think their prosperity of their is their own doing, but I have nothing to do with that kind of thinking. Yet the light of the wicked never seems to be extinguished. Do they ever have trouble? Does God distribute sorrows to them in anger? The life of the wicked, the court of wickedness. Today, I pray for you that the Lord would deliver you from the counsel of the wicked. The counsel of the wicked, where they have ganged up, where they are saying you will never succeed. Let the counsel of the wicked be confused in the name of Jesus. Psalm 64 verse 2 says, hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. I pray that every court of darkness and every court of wickedness designed to bring you down, to destroy you, destroy your generations, to destroy your children's children, every false judgment in place, empowering them to affect you, to brutalize your destiny, and to take away your prayer life. The verdicts rendered against you, I pray that they will not succeed in the name of Jesus, because we come to the judge of all. And so rise up on your bed, get up, walk in your room, rise up from that sick bed of affliction, rise up from that weakness, rise up from that negative description, the voices you've been hearing. I rebuke every doctrine of demons that is from the courts of hell for you, that the Lord will deliver you from every wicked counsel, every wicked counselor. Like Ahithophel, like Ahithophel's counsel. Then it is said that David prayed, and that the Lord will make Ahithophel's counsel foolishness. May every false judgment that caused any Ahithophel to be deemed as the oracle of God against your destiny, against your future, as we go to court, that every wicked person planning against you, all of a sudden you feel down, all of a sudden you feel weak, all of a sudden you feel like giving up. Don't look at the wicked, because if you look at the wicked, you would give up. And unfortunately for us, because the wicked, they do all kinds of mysterious things. And they do all kind of wickedness. They live and become old. They become mighty in power. Their descendants are established with them in their sight. They are... our children are also established. They grow deep and strong because they practice and they exchange people's lives. And like I said, I've seen it many times. The wicked, they persecute the poor. They gang up. They have a meeting and they decide. And they say that we are ruling today. We are in charge. But in the name of Jesus, let the habitation of cruelty, let it catch fire. Let the habitations of cruelty, their countenance against you, their words against you, their tongue that they use against you, that you are hearing voices. I was praying with a young lady, and then a spirit manifested and said she can't go anywhere. She won't prosper, because when she takes a step, we step into it. And the death and life in their tongue, we bring to judgment every tongue that is rising against you in the name of Jesus. We are praying for you that the counsel of the wicked shall never, never succeed against you. The mindset of the wicked, witches and wizards, we are bringing them to court. Those that have sharpened their tongues like a sword against you. Those who shoot their words like an arrow against you. Those who shoot you and do not fear, and they say that, you will die without fulfilling your destiny. Ah, Kala Yambrakada. I was praying with a young lady, and the spirit that manifested said, we have reported her to the husband, and the spirit that manifested said, we have already, she brought her glory and honor. She brought a destiny book, but we have come to destroy it and want to put cancer into her stomach. But we come to the judge of all. We come to the judge of all, to the court of heaven. And we say, Lord, shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. They should not succeed. They should not succeed. Lord, we come to court and we come against every false judgment lifted against anybody at his office, against your having children, against your having children, against your success, against anywhere that they have mentioned your name and you are hearing voices in the name of Jesus, anywhere that false judgments are against you, that they make you do wrong things. False judgment makes you not to be able to pray. False judgment. Ah, Karando Zabrihada. May every counsel of Balaam to trespass make you trespass against the Lord. May every soothsayer, whatever they are declaring against you, anybody that is stealing your photograph, your image, and using it in the witchcraft coven, in the name of Jesus, we come against it. And we declare that as citizens of heaven, as an ambassador of heaven on the earth, we come to the court. And Lord, we declare that let the court of the Lord speak for us. Let every verdict be overturned. Let every verdict be overturned in the name of Jesus. Let every verdict be overturned. Oh Lord, let the daughter of Zion be set free. Let there be a glad and rejoicing noise be heard in the house of the daughter of Zion. The Lord will take away the wrong judgments. He has cast our enemy away. The king of Israel, the Lord, is in our midst. He shall see. We shall see disaster no more. We shall see disaster no more. Your marriage shall see disaster no more. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Ah, every voice of wickedness, every assignment of wickedness, every sentence of death from the court of wickedness, from the council of the wicked. Ah, Lord, scatter them. Any disease, condition for which no cure exists, that is brought against you, arising from the court of hell, we stand against it. And we are praying that the courts of heaven, the judge of all, will speak in your favor. In the name of Jesus, every voice of accusation, every false prophecy, every false declaration, Hebronda Zebronda, every confusion brought to your life shall not succeed. In the name of Jesus, every Ahithophel, may the Lord scatter them. Verdicts that are rendered against you, that makes you weak, that makes you not to be empowered to flow. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Any issue that brings condemnation, brings you down, Lord, we ask that the judge of all, just like the widow, as we pray, you will make your people stand out in the name of Jesus. Do you know one of the things that angers me when I minister to people at the court of heaven, when there's a spirit manifesting and say, we just put small fear into her. In tree, they say, your bone hunk are crying, God, what way be if you? And the thing is terrible. If you are suffering from any disease, that there is no cure, we pray that God will deliver you.
you for listening to the Voice of Victory from Victory Bible Church International. We believe in the ability of God's Word to change lives. So, having been blessed by today's message, please find time to visit our Dominion Sanctuary situated at Awoshi Junction off Tetekwashi Malam Highway or any of our branches wherever you may be. For more information, please call 0242-186-634. You can visit our websites www.vbcint.com or www.takiyaboy.com. Takiyaboy is spelled T-A-C-K-I-E-Y-A-R-B-O-I. Please send your mails to takiyaboy@gmail.com or vbcint@gmail.com. For prayer requests and prompt response, send your short SMS to 0270-337766 or 0244-143363. And for daily inspirational messages from the Bishop, send VBCI to the short code 1496. Victory Bible Church International. Jesus is our victory, for there is no God like Jehovah.